Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite. Joining me now in the PNC studio is New Bear, James Daniels. James, congratulations. What were you thinking when you saw the Chicago number pop up?
I was really excited. I got the call from Lake, like I saw like on my iPhone, it said Lake Forest, Illinois. I was like, it has to be Chicago. I don't know anybody else from Lake Forest. And so, like, when I got the call, I mean, I was just really excited. I told my friends I wouldn't cry, but I ended up crying. But, I mean, it was an exciting time.
A lot of emotion. And who was there to share the moment with you?
I mean, literally, like, my entire family was there to share a moment. Family, friends, my agent. And it was amazing. Like, my grandma, she has cancer, and she's going through chemotherapy. She had treatment earlier this week, and she has another treatment Monday. So for like her to come here, I know she's tired and everything, but for her to come here and wait for me to get drafted, it just means a lot that like her, but like all my other family members to come do that. It just really means a lot.
Well, definitely exciting for them too. What'd your grandma say to you when she found out you were going to be a Chicago Bear?
She was just excited and she hugged me. Everybody, I couldn't even tell you what anybody said because it was a lot of clapping, cheering, hugs, kisses. I mean, it was just all amazing.
Obviously, the Bears liked you, but what did you like about the Bears when you met with them?
I just like that. First, it's a new coaching staff, and all new coaches, they bring energy and just ready to compete. And the offensive line coach, he was at Notre Dame last year. He had two top 10 picks this year. So that just shows the type of coach he is, and just being able to work with him is just going to be an amazing time.
He's definitely an awesome addition, and you're going to have some characters in that O-line room. You got Kyle Long, you know, are you ready for that?
Yeah, I'm ready, but the first thing I do is just earn all the veteran players' respect, so earn his respect, and just once I earn those veterans' respect, I mean, that's all I'm trying to do is this first year is just earn all those players' respect, and I mean, I'm just really excited.
You played guard and center. How has that helped you as a player?
It's just that just versatility, because NFL teams, they only dress seven linemen, and just being versatile is very important. I'm happy I got the chance to just play multiple positions so I could show the Bears that I can play multiple positions. And wherever they need me, I can play.
You're a Midwest guy. You actually spent some time in DeKalb as a youngster, right?
Yeah, I still have the 815 area code number. And my best friends, some of my best friends, they still live in, they live in DeKalb, but of course they're off in college now.
That's awesome. And then you moved to Ohio. You know, we got a quarterback from Ohio. Worked out for us last year.
Yeah. So my sophomore year of high school, Mitch was a senior, and we played him in the playoffs, and he literally tore our team apart. He had like 500 total yards against us. It's crazy that, two Ohio kids, it's just always fun just seeing players that like you played high school with, make it to the NFL. It's just amazing.
How excited are you to block for him?
I'm really excited. At the time in high school, I was like, I hate this dude, but now we're teammates and I'm really excited.
All right, I have to ask, you're a biology major. What's with that?
Health and human physiology major.
Okay.
So it's a lot of biology, but so I mean, it's hard, but I mean, once you put in the studying time, it's all easy.
Last question. What do you want the fans to know about you? I know they're excited for you to get here and get to work.
Just know that you're going to get a good person on and off the field. So off the field, you won't have to worry about me getting in trouble or getting arrested or any of that. And on the field, I'm going to give the organization and the fans, everybody, 100%.
Congratulations, James. We'll see you in Chicago. Go enjoy the moment.
All right. Thank you. Have a nice day.